Zelensky headlines at Davos, campaigning to keep Ukraine war on front pages. By Breitbart London on January 16, 2024. Davos, Switzerland, AP, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is headlining a frenzied first full day of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in the Swiss ski resort of Davos, where top officials from the United States, the European Union, China, the Middle East and beyond also will be prominent Tuesday. Zelensky will endeavor to keep his country's long and largely stalemated defense against Russia on the minds of political leaders, just as Israel's war with Hamas, which passed the 100-day mark this week, has siphoned off much of the world's attention and sparked concerns about a wider conflict in the Middle East. Tuesday's activities got rolling with a dizzying array of subjects in rooms at the Davos Conference Center, where discussions tackled issues as diverse as innovation in Europe, the economic impact of generative AI, corporate support for clean technologies and high interest rates. Conversations with the prime ministers of Qatar and Jordan will bookend the day's most visible events, with speeches by Chinese Premier Li Qiang, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in between. Sullivan, asked by the Associated Press whether he would meet with China's delegation at Davos as he headed into talks with Zelensky and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, said he wasn't. Qatar's Prime Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, said the world concentrating on the attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels, which have spurred retaliatory strikes by the U.S. and Britain, was focusing on the symptoms and not treating the real issue of Israel's war on Hamas. We should focus on the main conflict in Gaza. And as soon as it's diffused, I believe everything else will be diffused, he said, adding that a two-state solution was required to end the conflict. Sheikh Mohammed also warned a military confrontation will not contain the Houthi attacks. I think that what we have right now in the region is a recipe of escalation everywhere, he added. Zelensky, once reticent about leaving his war-torn country, has recently gone on a whirlwind tour to try to rally support for Ukraine's cause against Russia amid donor fatigue in the West and concerns that former U.S. President Donald Trump, who touted having good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, might return to the White House next year following his commanding win Monday in the Iowa caucuses. It is Zelensky's first trip to Davos as president after speaking by video in previous years, and he's drawn the attention of media and others trying to grab a word from him, while he's surrounded by a large contingent of security. He hopes to parlay the high visibility of the event into a bully pulpit to showcase Ukraine's pressing needs, and allies will be lining up. Corporate chiefs and officials like von der Leyen learned what support was needed to help Ukraine rebuild at an invitation-only CEOs for Ukraine session. It's time for us, for Ukrainian companies, for international companies to rebuild the Ukrainian economy, Maxim Timchenko, CEO of Ukrainian energy company DTEK said after the session. To rely on ourselves. To build a future for Ukraine. He said it was very important for both Ukrainian companies and international businesses to hear Zelensky say that the government would do everything possible with reforms, change in our country, creating conditions so that businesses will come and invest. A day earlier, Zelensky made a stop in Switzerland's capital, Bern, where President Viola Amherd pledged her country would start working with Ukraine to help organize a peace summit for Ukraine. The theme of the meeting in Davos is rebuilding trust, and it comes as that sentiment has been fraying globally. Wars in the Middle East and Europe have increasingly split the world into different camps. While the geopolitical situation has oozed gloom, businesses appear more hopeful, in part from prospects that artificial intelligence can help boost productivity. Leading Western stock indexes shot up in 2023, and falling inflation raised hopes of a decline in interest rates. AI is a major topic over the week in Davos, with a key talk by Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, whose company has invested billions in ChatGPT maker OpenAI, among the sessions planned Tuesday.